The Church Media Podcast, episode 148, 10 game-changing ideas for your production team. Let's do it.
Hey there. Welcome to the Church Media Podcast.
The definitive podcast for helping you create dynamic experiences and build solid media production teams at your church.
We're bringing you knowledge and insight from top media professionals from around the world.
Useful, practical content in the areas of live production, design, leadership, digital communications, and more.
The show notes for this episode and all archive episodes of the show are available online now at the Church Media Podcast.com. And now, broadcasting from the ministry headquarters of 1230 Media, here's your host, Church Media Coach Carl Barnhill.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. As we get started today, I want to say hey to our sponsors over at Core Sound Music. Be sure to check out their amazing library of production music tracks for your next video project at coresoundmusic.com. And for listeners to the Church Media Podcast only, Mike Graff and the team at Core Sound is giving 20% off any purchase made on their website. That's 20% off any music bundle of your choice. I've listened to these. We've used these tracks in our custom media content. They're simply amazing. They're perfect for your next video project. It's all at coresoundmusic.com. You want to use the promo code CHURCHMEDIA at checkout for that 20% off. Again, use the promo code CHURCHMEDIA at checkout at coresoundmusic.com. Receive 20% off any purchase from their growing library of production music, coresoundmusic.com. This week, I'm going to share with you 10 huge game-changing ideas for your media production team. I use these 10 strategies at the churches that I've served on staff at, and you're going to be amazed at the awesomeness that is to come. Seriously, I'm super excited to share these ideas with you, and I hope that they will help you as you lead your teams. It's all on the way after this week's Church Media Tip. Check this out.
And now, your Church Media Tip of the Week. Useful tips and tricks to help you transform the worship experiences at your church. Here's Carl Barnhill.
One of the most important factors in growing the teams that I've led was to raise up leaders and multiply. I learned the hard way that I couldn't do it all. In fact, sometimes I'm still learning that lesson. When raising up leaders, it's important to have those in key roles that are from all age groups. Even among your core team, your younger leaders will look up to your older leaders, and your older leaders will learn a ton from those younger than them. Don't be afraid to enlist teenagers, college students, and young adults into your processes. Here's a quick tip to use when investing in and developing young leaders. Let them have insider knowledge. You've been there. You have that boss that feels entitled, that gets power from withholding knowledge about your church or company to those under him. Most of the time, if those serving on a team are aware of what's going on, they want to help. And if you're a good leader, they want to serve you. Now, I'm not saying that everything needs to be on the table. Certainly, salary information, confidential matters, and other important issues should be withheld at times for the health of the team. But I do think that leaders too often get arrogant because they have more knowledge about situations than others. When leading your team, give them as much information as you possibly can. In most situations, be willing to share everything you know, especially let leaders you're developing in on insider knowledge and information. Let them have insider knowledge.
Get more free coaching for your production team through our blog, podcast, and online resource library. Visit 1230.media/training today.
In leading a few production teams on staff at churches and through the NRB convention and coaching volunteers through the ministry that we run at 1230 Media, I've noticed a few recurring things that keep popping up in successful teams across the country. Now, first, let me define successful. I believe that success with production teams is measured in a few different ways. A successful team is one whose leader is not a one-man band. It's one whose focus is not on technical perfection, but the lives being changed through the worship experiences they are creating together. A successful team is one that is intentional about growing their team spiritually, individually, and together as a team. And it's one that cares and spends time with each other. It's also intentional about training for and executing quality worship experiences. That's what I mean by success. I don't mean perfect or flawlessly executed worship experiences. I mean one whose leader isn't the sole person, and it is not the whole thing's not dependent on that person, and growing together and spiritually, that cares about each other and that's really intentional and strategic about executing quality worship experiences. Now, with those things in mind, let me offer 10 game-changing ideas for your media production team. And if you focus your time and energy on these 10 things in the next 12 to 24 months, I promise that you'll see spiritual growth in your team. You'll see a stronger sense of community and a stronger sense of excitement in your culture and better executed worship experiences. So all these benefits will take place when you implement these things. I promise you that. So just lock in with me, and here are 10 game-changing ideas for your media production team. Number one is this: be intentional about raising up leaders. This is key. If your goal is to build a culture of high-quality volunteers, you cannot be a one-man show. Newsflash, the worship service will go on without you. Be mindful that you don't fall into rock star mentality and thinking that the worship experience can't happen unless you're at the helm. You've been there. You've been on vacation and you worry to death. Why? Because the thing's going to blow up without you there. Don't be a one-man show. But Carl, you don't understand. My leadership comes to me if a mistake happens. My volunteers can't run the XYZ because we reserve that for staff members only because it's so important. Yeah, I get that. I've been there. But here's a couple of things to consider. Number one is this: swallow your pride. When I walked into New Spring Columbia as the video coordinator, I had the experience of directing literally hundreds of worship experiences, TV shows, and video shoots. I was on staff at Precept Ministries International in Chattanooga. We had a television program that shot five times a week or five programs a week. I don't say this to brag. I'm saying that I had the experience walking in to the church, but I had to tell myself this: you're not directing for 1 year. I forced myself to not bail myself out. I had to use what I had and raise up more people or the service didn't happen. I could have easily stepped in and directed the worship experience. I chose not to. In fact, I got asked several times by the leadership and I had to explain, look, here's my intention. I want to grow up leaders. Now I can step in there, and I did step in there every now and then just to kind of show them that I knew what I was doing, that I knew what I was talking about. But I purposely did not schedule myself that much, because you're going to fall into this trap of everybody's dependent on you. Everybody's looking to you. And I didn't want that to happen. And so I'm going to encourage you to do the same. Kind of create your team, create your culture where they're not always looking to you for all the answers. Also operate on this, a 70-30 rule when it comes to perfection. Here's what I mean. Know that and explain to your leadership that unless you're hiring skilled professional audio and video technicians, you're working with volunteers and they will make mistakes. Even professionals make mistakes. Trust me, I've been there. We all make mistakes. We all it's live production. In fact, if you watch a television show that is live, a Dancing with the Stars or live news broadcasts or things like that, you'll notice little mistakes. In fact, when my wife and I watch TV and it's something live and there's a mistake that happens, a wild camera shot or something like that, run that back. I got to see that again, because I want to kind of know, hey, these are professional guys and they're still making mistakes. Now, it's less, mind you, but mistakes still happen. So here's what I would try to do. If I'm working with volunteers, I tried to operate on a 70%, 30% rule when it came to perfection. When using volunteers to execute our service, I could guarantee about a 70% accuracy rate. Mistakes like missing a lyric or missing a cue are going to happen. The trick is to minimize them and have as few audience notice mistakes as possible. So it's not that I was given an excuse for something going wrong in the worship experience. That's not what I'm trying to say here. But I am trying to explain to my leadership, look, if I'm working with volunteers, we got to know that there's going to be 20%, 30% of the service that we need to have a little bit more grace on. And I'm going to do my best at training them, at doing workshops, of doing checklists and put things in place, systems in place so that mistakes don't happen. If a mistake does happen, we're going to talk about it. We're going to figure out how to not make it happen the next time. But if we're working with volunteers, you got to give me a little bit of grace. If not, then I need you guys to fork over the money to hire another person to be at the soundboard all the time or to be at this position all the time. Now, I wasn't mean about it, but it is that give and take. Which one do you want? Because I'm cool with either. It can be a higher percent accuracy rate if we want to hire another staff member, or you got to give me a little bit more grace if we're working with volunteers. All right, game-changing idea number two is make your space a fun place to hang out. Make your spaces awesome. Food, games, comfortable seating, figurines, decorations, or anything else you can think of to make the spaces in which your team serves a really cool place, the better. Your environments matter, especially the spaces in which you serve and hang out the most. Now, I know what you're thinking. Wait, did you say figurines? Like toys? Sure. Why not? Stop trying to be Mr. Cool and have fun. You can still have a sleek professional space and have some fun too. You ever look at Google or Pixar or places like that? One thing that makes those places so cool when you look at them is, oh, cool, there's a guy riding a skateboard in there. Or there's offices with packed stuffed animals around John Lasseter's desk. If you don't know who John Lasseter is, look it up. He's the he was a head of Pixar for a long time. Now he works at Disney and kind of oversees stuff. So he's a Hawaiian shirt wearing stuffed animals, figurines in his office kind of guy. He's very, very fun to learn about. So that's just one idea. You don't have to get wild and crazy, but I am saying make your spaces awesome. Decorate for the holidays. Put stuff around for Valentine's Day or give stuff out to fathers at Father's Day. It's just stuff to make it super fun. Now, does your control room have an empty space for a nice table to sit around and maybe put candy or mints or cards, board games, or anything else on? Do you have a room or space that you can renovate into a volunteer headquarters space? Now, you might have heard me talk about this before. I've done an entire podcast episode on your control room and how to make your spaces really fun. You can check that out on the show notes page. We'll put links to all that in the show notes page. You can get to that at thechurchmediapodcast.com/148 is the episode number for this episode. So the point is, make your spaces awesome. All right, so game-changing idea number one, raise up leaders. Be intentional about that. Game-changing idea number two, make your space a fun place to hang out. Here's number three. Do a full run-through during the week, or at least on Sunday if you can. One of the most game-changing things that I've implemented with the teams that I've led is to move to having a full run-through of Sunday services during the week. Now, I know what you're thinking. Wait, Carl, you're crazy. There's no way members of my team will come out on another night of the week to practice the service. Well, does your band? Does your choir? Yeah, but come on, they're running music. Okay, your point? We're running cameras and audio gear and video equipment and all kinds of stuff. Why should this be different? for your team. If you could at least get your lyric operator, your camera operators, or key volunteers to come on Wednesday or Thursday when your band rehearses, that would help tremendously. You cannot expect a great execution on Sunday when you have not provided opportunities for your team to practice during the week or otherwise. Now, if you cannot get together during the week, then do a full run through on Sunday morning. It does not provide that much time to fix problems and to work stuff out, but at least you get a chance to practice it before you do it on Sunday morning, at the time of service. So one of the worst things you can do is throw your volunteers into services without giving them any practice whatsoever. So do a full run through so that they can see, how is this element going to transition to that element? How is this going to fire? When do I need to hit that audio cue? When do I need to hit this lighting cue? Practice it sometime, either during the week or on Sunday morning. Okay? So do a full run through. That is game-changing idea number 3. Game-changing idea number 4 is this. Take time to train effectively, giving opportunities until people feel comfortable. So in addition to a service rehearsal, provide workshops, training sessions with veterans, time to observe other positions and other opportunities for your team. When you train your team consistently and effectively, it will be a game changer. I want you to dig back into the archives of our podcast again and check out episode number 76. I talked about how to provide consistent, effective training opportunities for your team. I walked through how to design your training like college courses, and I called it Basics 100s, Basics 200s, Basics 300s, training courses for new volunteers, for volunteers we wanted to cross-train, and for training for live directors or high-capacity key roles. You can check that out at thechurchmediapodcast.com/076. That's episode number 76 for that full episode. So take time to train your team effectively. Don't train them once and throw them into the game. Give them opportunities to train until they feel comfortable being on a Sunday. Number 5 is this. Evaluate your worship experience. Volunteers want to be well-informed and feel comfortable executing a worship service. In my experience, they actually do want honest, productive feedback. They want to know if they are executing things the right way or if they can improve on anything. It's okay to evaluate your worship experience even when you're working with volunteers. Whether you have a quick evaluation after your run-through on Sunday, an evaluation between services, an evaluation during the week, or all the above. Give your volunteers encouragement to know what they are doing well and what needs to be critiqued. Yes, they are volunteers, so be gracious and loving as you would with anyone. But don't be afraid to work with your team on things that could be executed better. Evaluate. Let them speak into your process and share their opinions. It's your job to sift through the ideas and steer the ship where you want it to go. Evaluate your worship experiences. Number 6, provide practice opportunities in non-stressful environments. I mentioned doing a full run through earlier, but if you can, provide environments, not on a Sunday morning, wink, wink, that volunteers can practice. Whether it be camera, pro presenter, audio, lights, or another position, anytime you can give your volunteers practice time on the gear or with live people on stage that's not during game time, do it. Do you have choir or band rehearsal on Wednesday nights that you're pro presenter operator for Sunday can come in and practice running lyrics with the actual songs? I mentioned this before. Is there a time during the week that you could be available to let volunteers come practice on the gear by running audio snapshots, by running lighting cues on the board, to practice on your video switcher? I remember multiple times where I had guys that would come over during the lunch break, and we would just sit down at the audio or the video switcher rather, and just learn about it. And I wasn't even the best at it. I can get confused sometimes with macros and all kinds of stuff. But what I did know, or what I would pull other team members in to sit down and to show volunteers how to run it, and it was completely non-stress. It was during the week on a lunch break, and they could learn more about it so that they could be more confident going into Sunday. Number seven is this: get willing, seasoned people to help you. When I got to a place in my ministry where I was basically doing nothing, that we had teams of people training each other and taking care of all the logistics on our team, it freed me up entirely to do more ministry. Now, you know that nothing doesn't mean nothing. As soon as you give up a piece of your ministry, something else comes on your plate. You know that. But the more that you can take something and then give it away, the more valuable you become to your church and your ministry, because you know this job, then you've given that away. Then you know this job, and then this job, and then this job, and then down the line. So you don't just know one particular job, you know several. You can become more valuable to your church and ministry. Not only that, you can train people in the other jobs that you've learned. So it frees you up to do more ministry. Now, I know the myth, but I won't have a job. But the truth is, leaders don't actually do anything. They are not the doer anymore. They are the leader. As a leader, you're not doing tasks. You might get in there and help the team. You might do it every now and then just to, like I said earlier, show your team that you know what you're doing, or to kind of teach them something, but you're not the doer. You're the leader. So lead your team well. Work really hard to train people to take over every single responsibility that's on your plate. And once you take on more responsibility, then give that away. If you can get willing, seasoned people to help you do every aspect of your ministry, and I mean everything, scheduling volunteers, training volunteers, leading, executing Sunday, then your ministry will explode. It's a game changer. And if you spend most of your time leading leaders, then your ministry will be more effective. So get willing, seasoned people to help you do that. Number eight, be consistent. Be consistent with the processes and systems that you have in place. Do you have position checklists, training guides, or other material where everyone is being trained the same way? Or does it vary based on who trains them? Try creating a training manual so that training is as consistent as it can be across the board. Be consistent with your evaluation. Are you saying one thing one week and something different another? Do you change your mind frequently on what you think looks or sounds good in worship? If you are a revolving door of opinion, your volunteers will struggle knowing what you're after. So be consistent in what you want to see each Sunday. Your volunteers should get tired of hearing the same thing over and over. I know I need to focus my camera shot. I know I need to lead lyrics. Yep, you got it. Awesome. Thank you so much, buddy. So another thing is, be consistent with your encouragement. Are you always criticizing, or is your critique mixed with encouragement? Do your team members know that you're proud of them? Do they know when they did something well? Do they know when you're pleased with how the service turned out? Be consistent. Be a broken record. People kind of need to know what you're going to say before you say it. Why? Because then they can convey that with confidence to others. I know what Carl's going to say. I know what he's going to say before he even says it. We have to lead lyrics, guys. So before Carl gets in here, I know what he's going to say. Lead lyrics more. They were a little bit behind. That way, you know, you're training your leaders to train others, okay? So if they know your vision, then they can implement it, okay? So be consistent. Number nine is this: let them fail. What? Let them fail? That makes no sense. No, just let me explain. Are you consistently in your control booth, standing over people's shoulders, waiting for them to make a mistake? Here's my encouragement to you. Put your competent volunteers in place and walk away occasionally. Go walk around the auditorium and see what the congregation is seeing. Go outside the room and watch the live stream on your laptop or in your office for a few minutes. Go, novel idea, sit with your family and worship for a few minutes. You may want to explain to your leaders beforehand what you're doing, that you may not be in the booth every little second to give your volunteers some space to feel the weight of the worship service without you there. Now, don't let things completely fall apart. I'm not suggesting that you don't do your job, but here's what I am suggesting. Loosen your grip on the rope little by little where you can completely let go of the rope from time to time. This also allows you to take a Sunday occasionally off and not be paranoid that the church is bursting into flames while you're gone. You know what I'm talking about. Come on. All right, that was number 9. Number 10 is this. Know and act like loving God and loving people is the most important thing on your team. Above all else, love God and love people. Rabbit trail here. Our ministry name, 1230 Media, comes from Mark 12:30, where Jesus is asked the greatest commandment. His response, to love God and love people. Everything in our Christian faith is based on those two things, to love God with everything that we are and to love people. We have to get that right first. Your volunteers will feed off your spiritual walk. So be intentional about spending time with Jesus yourself. Be intentional about loving people. Is it on your calendar each week to spend one-on-one time with your volunteers? Are you praying for their spiritual growth? Are you aware of where they are in their walk with Christ? I would actually write down where I thought people were in their walk with Christ. Have they been baptized? Have they accepted Christ? Have they been baptized? Are they in a small group? Have they been on a mission trip? Are they serving in other capacities? Where are they in their spiritual walk? I would go to lunch and ask them point blank these things, and I would give them permission to ask me the same thing. The most important game changer for your team is this: to love God and love people with everything you got. So, let me review. 1, be intentional about raising up leaders. 2, make your space a fun place to hang out. 3, do a full run through of your worship experience. 4, take time to train effectively. 5, evaluate your worship experiences. 6, provide practice opportunities in non-stress environments. 7, get willing, seasoned people to help you. 8, be consistent. 9, let them fail. 10, know and act like loving God and loving people is the most important thing. Now, it may take you a while to implement these strategies. That's okay. If you can move the ball down the field a little bit at a time, the ball is still getting down the field. So take these strategies. Use them. Implement them. If you need help, read our blog, listen to the podcast. It's all free content. We'll help you as much as we possibly can to help you transform your worship experiences through your production team. Let us help you. If you have questions, feel free to call us, email us. Our team would be more than happy to help you. We'll come out to your church and help you. We'll Skype with you. If you have questions about anything, feel free to call us. Our number is this. I'll go and give you our phone number and email. It's 910-849-1230. 910-849-1230. 910-849-1230. Here's our email address. info@12230.media. info@1230.media. Feel free to call us anytime. Email us anytime. Ask any question. that you have about growing your volunteers, growing your production team. We want to help you. All right, when I come back, I'll wrap things up for this episode, and I will tell you who's on the podcast next week. You're going to love it. Hang tight. Hey guys, I want to take a minute to say hello to our sponsors over at Core Sound Music. Most video creators struggle to find music for their videos that isn't cheesy, sometimes spending hours weeding through catalogs of subpar music just to find one good track. You know what I'm talking about. That's where Core Sound Music comes in. They create high quality stock music to perfectly fit your projects every time. And they intuitively curate their catalog into bundles of music based on genre and mood. The licensing is simple and straightforward too. This is a great way to get amazing high quality music and save countless hours in your creative process. And for my listeners, Core Sound is giving 20% off any purchase made on their website. Incredible deal. That's 20% off any music bundle of your choice at coresoundmusic.com. That's C-O-R-E soundmusic.com. Simply use the promo code CHURCHMEDIA, all one word, CHURCHMEDIA, at checkout for 20% off any purchase from their incredible catalog of production music. Again, use the promo code CHURCHMEDIA at checkout at coresoundmusic.com and receive 20% off any purchase from their growing library of production music. That's coresoundmusic.com, coresoundmusic.com. Check them out today. For more on the podcast, including links to resources for your team, and also some blog posts that we've written about how to be intentional about raising up leaders, how to make your spaces a fun place to hang out for your volunteers, and everything that I've talked about in this episode today, we've given you links in the show notes to other blogs posts that will flesh all these ideas out a little bit more. You can go to thechurchmediapodcast.com/148. That's thechurchmediapodcast.com/148. Several links again to articles that we've written and resources for your team are all there. thechurchmediapodcast.com/148.
On the next Church Media Podcast.
Next week on the show, I welcome Nikki Leonti Edgar. If you're a contemporary Christian music listener, you might recognize Nikki. She released her first Christian album in 1998, and then all of a sudden, things started to crash. She got pregnant with her daughter out of wedlock, and the Christian community dropped her entirely. She has a firsthand account of what it's like to be burned by the church. You might be in a similar scenario. You might have been burned by a church staff, a pastor, a coworker on your team. Nikki has gone on to perform as a backup singer for Carrie Underwood, Rod Stewart, Amy Grant, and a host of other artists, and was featured with her family on season 11 of America's Got Talent. Her and her husband Ryan are now worship leaders at a church in California. It's one of the best interviews that we've ever done. I'm really excited to share it with you. That's next week on the show. Then on July 9th, we have packed our 150th episode with major players in the faith space. We'll be starting a three-week series on the podcast called Christians in Media, and we'll be talking to some of the biggest players in the space. Our 150th episode, we've packed with interviews with Alex Kendrick, the director of War Room, Facing the Giants, Courageous, Fireproof, executive producer of the new film Like Arrows from Family Life. We also have Ted Baer, who is the CEO of Movie Guide in Hollywood, and Michael Scott, who is the CEO of PureFlix Entertainment, all in one powerhouse episode. That's in 2 weeks. We also have interviews coming up with my SNL friend, Victoria Jackson, comedian Mark Lowry, director of I Can Only Imagine, John Irwin, and others. You're going to love this three-part series as we'll drill into talking to producers, performers, and directors in the industry. Why are we bringing them onto the podcast? Because I don't want you to just look at other churches for inspiration on how to produce and execute your worship experiences. I want you to look at people that are doing great work. These guys are trailblazers in the faith space. We can learn a ton from them to implement each week as media leaders in our churches. Lots of great content is headed your way, so be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher Radio so you never miss an episode. Our podcast is a production of the Ministry of 1230 Media. The producer of our show is the legend himself, David Michael Hyde. Thank you for listening this week. Go out there, guys, and create some incredible worship experiences this weekend. I'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Church Media Podcast.
Please take a minute today to rate and review the show in iTunes.
For show notes, archive episodes, and more free resources for your team, visit thechurchmediapodcast.com. We'll catch you right here next week for another episode of the Church Media Podcast.